Alaska has more money in savings than any other state in the country, about $15 billion. But the state is still looking for ways to trim costs and eliminate waste. State lawmakers took testimony today in Anchorage from government officials and the public on ways to do that. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Mark Lucan isn't a household name in Alaska, but the department he runs, Transportation and Public Facilities, is huge. It includes 3,500 employees and an equipment fleet of 7,000 vehicles. All of those engines burn through a lot of gas, but Lucan says they wouldn't have to burn as much if they spent less time idling.
If a car's been idling for more than, a car or truck has been idling for more than 10 minutes, well, that means it's either unattended or, they're just not moving. Let's turn it off.
Lucan thinks his department could save 10% in fuel costs by making that simple change. He points out it would be better for the environment, too. The department estimates savings in the hundreds of thousands of dollars and is already implementing the change. It's the type of idea Senator Bill Wilikowski, a Democrat, was looking for when he organized the Anchorage hearing.
We have an operating budget that keeps growing, and it's unsustainable. And so we're figuring out how to keep our revenue stream going and yet how to make government more efficient and effective to serve the people of Alaska.
Wilikowski and other lawmakers heard ideas from four state commissioners. The Department of Revenue is looking at making more financial investing decisions in-house rather than paying expensive outside advisors. Another recommendation was to have boards and commissions meet by video conference instead of in-person, saving travel expenses. But not all of the ideas were about trimming costs. The Revenue Department argued for budgeting more money for hiring qualified oil tax auditors. Wilikowski agreed.
Some instances where you need to spend more to make more. And I think that's one where the state of Alaska relies on oil and gas revenues for 90% of our state revenues. And the problem that you have is you have auditors who are working only for short periods of time or who are maybe not as qualified as we would like. And so if we need to attract better and more qualified auditors, it will ultimately make us money in the long run.
The commissioners had a lot of ideas for finding efficiencies in their departments or raising more revenue, but Wilikowski points out they weren't as willing to find savings by cutting jobs or divisions.
I think we saw a little bit of reluctance from commissioners today to talk about cuts in their administration.
After the commissioners finished their testimony, the public was invited to weigh in. Only a handful of people called or showed up in person to offer their ideas. Anchorage resident Jerry Levine wanted lawmakers to consider privatizing more government services to save money on pension plans.
And we're taking those public employees off of the public payroll and putting them into the private sector. We're not losing jobs, we're just transferring the jobs away from the government, putting them into the private sector. It makes more sense, total more sense.
And John Spaulding thought lawmakers and other government officials should think about moving their offices in Anchorage to the former Kulis Air National Guard base land, out by the airport.
My recommendation is forget about buying that property downtown, which is expensive as the devil. Sell that building that you're in now and find a place where the public can drive and don't have to pay to park to come in and talk with you folks. And that would save the state a whole heck of a lot of money.
Wilikowski is accepting more ideas at the website savealaska.aksenate.org. He plans to put together a list of all the ideas before the next legislative session, and he hopes some of them actually make it into law. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.